The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
One month of waiting on the Lord and praying, hearing God, if we are going to get the best from this meeting, we will need to stay and fellowship with those materials. Hallelujah. We should fellowship because we found so much of mercy from God to navigate some paths, making some clear caught distinctions. Hallelujah. That could not be man. It can never be man. That was the activity of God for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm trusting God that in this convention, we're going to be fetching from that labor and to do it again in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, from the first day, the Lord began to open to us that he has a vision. Everybody has a vision. In fact, some people, there's no organization you will get to see vision statement, isn't it? Mission statement. Vision statement. So every establishment, every man has a vision. So also God has a vision. Hallelujah. And it was set out clearly in the book of Genesis. Come, let us make man in our image and after our what? Likeness. Let us make man. God is looking for his image and his likeness. He's looking for his image and his likeness. Hallelujah. Can we shout a big amen? Amen. And that image and likeness, they are not just going to be born into it. There is a making involved in making them. Hallelujah. Amen. For God's vision to be actualized, there is a path. God already prepared a way in which he's going to actualize his dream, his intention. And what was that? Prophecy. Can we say prophecy? Are we together tonight? Say prophecy. Now, we have known prophecy in the church. That word is not new to us. Hallelujah. But you see, it's actually new. Because if we had known prophecy, God's vision would have been accomplished. So it's clear we don't know prophecy. Because prophecy is not about telling you what will happen to your life tomorrow. Prophecy is actualizing God's vision in man. Hallelujah. Amen. The way God will actualize his vision, the way God will bring to pass his intention, is called prophecy. Hallelujah. And when you say prophecy, his word is a particular kind of word, is a message. Hallelujah. So I can tell you your tomorrow will be good. I have not given you prophecy. Hallelujah. I have not done what? I have not given you any prophecy. One word will change your world. That is not prophecy. One word can make you a billionaire tomorrow. That is not God's vision. Any of those things that will make you settle here is not vision. So what is called prophecy is a body of thoughts that has power to actualize God's vision. Hallelujah. And so we got to see also as we progress in the teaching that that prophecy has two folds. Can we say two folds? Can you give me that book of 2 Peter chapter 1? Let's see that place, verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he said, made known unto you. If we are going to be made in the image and in his likeness, some things must be made known unto us. And that thing that must be made known unto us are the two faces of that prophecy. The prophecy of power and the prophecy of his coming. What do I say? I'm just trying to just hear, because we are going on a very powerful flight. God has prepared his ministers in this year's life campaign. It's not the campaign you have ever attended. This year, the Lord Jesus is saying something. And that voice will be so clear. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I say you will hear it. The church will hear it. Because it is time for the church to move forward. This is not a time to pitch tents around denomination. This is the time to look at how God will actualize his intention. God is not the originator of confusion. There is something he's doing. And anything he asks you to do will always be in line with what he is doing. If he says, help me to do that thing, don't do it outside him. it must be in connection with what he is doing, because he is the first doer. Yeah. Hallelujah. The power. And then the coming. So it means that, you know, hallelujah, God so much came and exposed. Why is it called power? Something is there. That prophecy of Christ, in it is the power of God. Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Then something is in that gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. What is there? It's the cross. What makes Christ's prophecy potent is because cross is in there. If we preach Christ and remove the cross, the prophecy is not complete. And when the prophecy is not complete, it can actualize a vision. So it's something, you can have it in little measure, but to actualize the vision, it must be full. It must be full. So in the prophecy of power, Christ will be seen as the administer of the cross, which is what is capable to take away flesh. Because, hallelujah, hallelujah. If that cross is not administered to a soul, and let me tell you something, you can't administer it yourself. It's not self-denial. It's not getting, making yourself to be hungry and not eating. It's not investing. It's nothing you can use your mind to do. It's called the wisdom of God that is able to kill you, because you cannot kill yourself. Nobody can kill himself. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because if a being is to come, and that prophecy is key, because Satan also knows that his time is short, and he knows that if these two prophecy can fulfill its full intention, his end has come. So now he has gone ahead to preach another prophecy to the church. That prophecy is also called coming. Say coming. Say second coming. I can't hear you. Say second coming. Another word, call it rapture. Say rapture. You see, that doctrine of rapture is a major decoy to the prophecy of the coming. Because coming is a message. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's not an event. The church has missed it in that place. Just get born again. Just be doing good. All the works of the flesh. Make sure you're not doing it. And remain rapturable. That prophecy is dark. It's not the prophecy that will bring forth image and likeness. Hallelujah. Amen. Because anytime Jesus appears, he appeared to change us. Christianity is about ascension. Say ascension. From one layer to another layer. You can't move from one strata to another strata if it does not appear to you to bring you up. His appearance is to cause you to be caught up. So the catching up that we call rapture, hallelujah, that we have moved to event of the last day, is something we should experience in our daily walk. As Jesus is being preached, men should experience apostle. It's called apostle. It should be caught up. We should be caught up. Hallelujah. If church, look at the years that we have been preaching second coming. If we have been actually ministering the prophecy of his coming, the church will have destroyed Satan. Maybe we will have even closed the age. Yes. The energy, the consecration, the devotion we put into this event of his coming, I will be caught up in the sky. And we are not conscious of the inner change that should go on in us every day. Paul said, I die daily. Hallelujah. Because we also saw that it's in his coming that we begin to see the works. The works. Say works. We will not be able to break into the prophecy of his coming if the true light is not shining. The true light must shine to do a work. Because if a work has raised a man, another work must be done to undo the works of darkness. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest that he might destroy. When you see a man, he share a shoe. Man, when you see anybody, he share a shoe. Devil has walked in a man. Let him be gentle. It doesn't matter. Forget that gentility. He doesn't talk. He's a good man. There's no good man. And he can see. Jesus said it. No man is good. He's talking from a realm. So you, because you love her, because you love him, he's good in your eyes. But no man is good. It takes the good light to make a man good. In the book of James, every good gift. Can you give me that scripture? Every perfect gift comes from above. From the Father of what? Lights. Say lights. Say lights. The purpose of light is to change us from within. Hallelujah. Is to make us good. We will first be made good. We must be made good. So that first work that what must be done that will make us living. Say living. Is the beginning of men that will call for more of God. Yes. If you are not good, you can't call for more of him. Hallelujah. So when a man has finished the prophecy, or when the prophecy of power, because when you say power, everything, Satan has bastardized it. If I say power, you know what power is out there. You know what church called power. You know power. Say power. Jesus power. But that is not power. In the any power that is not as a product of knowledge is a low power. They must preach power to you. Power must be preached. Any power that will not make you to overcome flesh is not power. Any power that will not make you to overcome wanting to shine. Because that power we are shouting, because we want to shine. But this power, we keep shining. We keep flesh. That is the true power. When that has been done, the Father will adopt you because you are fine. You are, oh my God. The Father will adopt you. I say, now, let me come and walk in this one. Let me come and walk. Let me come and walk. You have become the cadaver with which God can now put on a slab and begin to walk. Because it is now you must be living. You must be living. Hallelujah. So God began to open to us the various stages, even in the good light. Good light has stages. To be a child of good light, say good light. Or to be a child of the living. Hallelujah. You must acquaint yourself with the good light. You must acquaint yourself with the good light. You must acquaint yourself with the good light. You must have been saved from sin. Hallelujah. That book of Acts, chapter 3. Let's see it. Let's see chapter 3. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he shall send Jesus. He will send Jesus. He will send Jesus. Again, can we see that place? The book of Acts of the Apostle, chapter 3, verse 19. It says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So it is the work of the first prophecy to take away sin, to blot out our sin. Hallelujah. To convert us. For us to be ready for Jesus to be sent to us. We don't know Jesus. One mistake the church has made is to think we know Jesus. Jesus. The Jesus of Nazareth. Omoloro Gaugu. Let me tell you something. Jesus must be revealed. He has been taken up into glory. He has been taken. So you can't know him after the flesh anymore. He must be revealed again. He must be revealed again. He must come again. And every coming of him is coming to do something, to bring times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. Times of refreshing. Now, in this season, I want us to know that the church of Jesus on earth is in a season already. And I'm trusting God that we are going to buy into this time and utilize the light that is shining now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm just trying to let us know that that 1 month has been a month of visitation. It has been a month of visitation. Yeah, I'm saying that in the good light, there are recalibrations. Are we together? As a child of the good light, you have just been introduced to light. Yeah, you are acquainting yourself. Job 20:22. You acquaint thyself now. Eh? That good may come to you. Good must come. Good must come. What is good? Good is not car. Good is not husband. Good is not wife. Good is light. Because good is a person. Light is not a thing. Light is not something. It's a person. It's a person that comes out of a life to manifest to you, to bring you to life. Without light, we can't have life. So the worker is light. When light is not available, no work. No work. So just like Jesus himself said, I must do the work of him that sent me while it is day. What makes day is that light. If there is no light, there is no day. Even when they are greeting you, Ekushaluau, you know you are not doing anything because you are not using light. So that I have church does not make me a worker. Let them greet me Ekushaluwa from now to tomorrow. I am not doing anything because I am not assessing prophecy. So the work is not having 10 billion churches. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. There is a realm when that is beautiful. But you see, if we don't move from there to looking for delight, for work, I'm telling you, it will be disastrous. It will be disastrous. So we will move from being a child of the good light to the young man of the good light. Who we choose light. So from being a young man, you're already becoming a star. You're already becoming light. Because you can now use light to overcome. You can use light to overcome. You know, what church know about overcoming is when you talk about God. Now, this is not about God. Now, this is understanding. This is having understanding that makes a soul to overcome the wicked one. Let me tell you, there are a dimension of wicked ones. Where he says spiritual wickedness in high, say places that you overcome at a dimension does not mean you don't have another higher wickedness waiting for you. The only thing they regard is light. You can't overcome this devil that you don't have the light that is higher than the devil. You understand? I don't have to put it. There is, devil is also a kind of light. Spirits are light. Hallelujah. They are all light. And the way to overcome them is to have a higher understanding that they cannot demystify. And the light shineth in the darkness. And the darkness cannot, if you look at it, go, yay. You can unravel it. Hallelujah. Then you will now become a father in the good light. You now become a father in the good light. Because now, father of the good light, they are sons of the living God. They are sons of the living God. They are the true son of the living God. And I'm sure that that was the point that Jesus got to when he asked them that question. Who, what do men say that I am? I'm sure if he asked that question towards the end, when he has become the true son, I'm sure that answer might not be correct at that time. Because he has moved again. Because at chapter 14, 15 of John, he was calling himself, I'm the true vine. He said, I'm the true vine. So he has already moved. He has journeyed. He has used the light of the Father to move again to a higher dimension. Because a father of the living or the son of the living is another child in the school of abiding. In the school of abiding. It's a child. They will have to churn more light. The light is true light. But as you are getting close, the operation and the work keeps changing. The light shining is the same. It's a true light shining. But where you are determines the kind of work that light will do in you.
So as we journey towards the light, the light keep changing us. What changes is light. In this season, we will love light. You see, and as you move on again, you will become a young man again in the abiding light. And then you also overcome another wicked one. It's not repetition. Bible is not doing repetition. It's telling you layers of works and what our warfare is in the realm of the spirit. How we are to overcome. Then you'll become father again. Hallelujah. One thing is common to fathers, that they must know him that is from the beginning. They must know him that is from the beginning. If you are a father, you must know him that is from the beginning. It is in this realm that stars are needed. Say stars. Let me tell you something. If Jesus said, the harvest indeed is plenteous and the laborers are few, don't argue it. Don't say we have 1 billion pastors on earth in Nigeria. Forget it. He's not talking about pastors. He's talking about laborers. Paul said, we then as co-laborers with God. Ah, so those stars, those 7 stars, and he said, they are not many. They are not many. Say, they are not many. They are the ones that will do the work. They are the ones that will bring the light for the church to feed on. How large is Asia? How large is Asia? We don't know how many churches are there. Only 7 are in his hands. Say 7. 7. Now, Asia will need to discern those stars, because you can see them and recognize them or undo them as just an ordinary. My co-pastor is down there pastoring a church over there. Let's encourage him. Let's encourage him. You don't know that that man is in his hands. And your destiny is tied to him. Hallelujah. You want to be star, but it is God's prerogative to choose those that will be in his hands. Hallelujah. It's not favoritism. God is not, he's not. You may not like their face. You may not like their guts. Hallelujah. But they are in his hands. The messages is for the body. It's for the church to come into the work that God is doing. If we don't fellowship with these angels, then nothing is being done. Forget. We are just doing church. We are not working. Nothing is happening. Souls are not changing. In this season, we are going to design more. I am too sure that Nigeria has produced stars. I am not praying. I'm only saying what I know. That Nigerian church has produced some stars. And I am also very sure that there are not many. It's not favoritism. It's not favoritism that Reverend Kayo Deoyegoke is a star in the hand of Jesus. You may not like what I'm saying, but if you don't accept what he's preaching, is that prophecy that he said something that he said, you can't take out a man that has prophecy until he has finished his prophecy. You can't take him out. Your hatred can't push him down. Your bad belly cannot push him away, because you are not the one that put the prophecy there. It was Jesus that put it there. Hallelujah. Reverend Busui is a star in this region. Hallelujah. If you like, you might not like his height. You may not like his face. But please love his message if you want to be saved. Because we are in a season when God is not about activity anymore. He wants to walk. Because the mystery of iniquity is also walking. Man is hastening unto perdition. Man is hastening unto second death. The only way to stop hell and death are the operation of these stars. If we allow them. Hallelujah. Satan is not as strong as we see it. It's just that he's manipulative. He is manipulative. He will not allow you to use the drug that will heal your disease. He will preach another drug to you. Use this one. You'll be busy using that drug until your kidney is damaged. You will die using that one. Yeah, the real drug is beside you. You will not take it. The church of the living God, in this season, the Lord will help us to discern our prophets. He said, if you accept a prophet in the name, you can accept a prophet in the name of your brother. or in the name of a pastor. But if you can discern this is a prophet and you accept him, there is a reward. Hallelujah. And that is where it ended. The reward of the churches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We now begin to see that this church, this reward, say these rewards. They are all rewards that will empower those churches for higher work. If God says he will give you the rod of iron, you don't use rod of iron on the throne. Eternal life does not use rod of iron. Eternal life is a life of absolute rest when everything will have been put under subjection. So it means that this reward is to increase our capacity to move us to a point where we can absolutely put this whole thing under. Hallelujah. We are now beginning to see that when you say you are a morning star, it's for work. Yoruba get it perfectly. It's work. When you see sun shining, it's working. Because it's commanding days. It's commanding dominions. It's commanding seasons. I am too sure. If God could be saying this to a people, then he will not go and look for outsider to fulfill it. Then it means you that you think that you still have your leg wobbling, you are the one that this promise is for. I said, if God can gather a people, this campaign is not where you have choreography. It's not where we have dance drama. It's not where we have spoken word. It's not. It's a place where God will be downloading his intention. He wants to open his gate. He has already sent his angels. He has sent his angels. Hallelujah. And now, if you are hearing this thing, they are already cutting covenant with you. That is said in that meeting. You can't walk away and behave as if nothing has happened to you. You have eaten in a sacred place. You have been initiated already. Campaign this year is an initiation. And I'm telling you, don't look at yourself in the natural. Look not on yourself in the natural, because God has a hope. Why would God go and pick you? Do you know how many of you in your family? Do you know? Just think, how many of you? Your father gave birth to 5 of you. Why are you the only one hearing this thing? How did you even locate this message, Seth? How? Think of it. How did you look? Were you praying that morning? Kale, Kabuka, Matule. Say, go to Ondo, or go to New Living Way. Go, yeah, move now. Was that the way you were directed? Like play. A friend just move you. Somebody just talk to you. Something might be one problem, push you. Maybe it is a girl you're even looking for. Maybe it was even a girl. Anytime he's entering that church, Kinon Shininu church here. Our first time I stand up, you stood up as if you like Jesus. But Jesus saw you. And all of those things are arranged because you must eat with him. And he atiwa boluwa jeo. And you can't finish and dust your bomb and say, No. It's a covenant. There is a blood involved. When you are hearing this thing, spirits, you are interacting with spirits. These fathers cannot be preaching and spirits are not being dispensed. You are hearing them and things are changing inside of you. You must give attendance to these things. It is not cheap. It is not cheap. What this meeting cost heaven is beyond naira. It's beyond dollars. It cost heaven more than what it cost us physically, because it is about a people. And I am trusting God. I am believing God that these 7 days on this mountain, I will not go back the same. I will meet with Jesus. People have been saying it. They met Jesus. Jesus encountered them. They have seen Jesus. Jesus ministered to them. I am telling you, it is your turn. And he was local. Yes. And he was local, say. It is your own turn to meet with this being called Jesus. We have not known him. We don't know him yet. I want to see Jesus. By the time he appeared to those 7 churches, it was another ball game entirely. John knew that this was not the man I put my head on his chest. This was not the man. This is another man. And we will see him.
In this season, I said, we will see him. Can we pray tonight? Can we pray? Kadila Majele, Ejoberina, Nante Kase.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.